Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves and bring up anything you'd like. 855-453 is our number. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. Also, you may join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
In the last couple hours, at one point, we did start a story from the antimedia.org about the dumbing down of pop music's lyrics. The study, or there was a study done over at, let's see, this is Seat Smart. You go to, there's a link in the anti-media story to the full details of this study if you really want to dig in to how it was done. But they studied 225 Billboard songs, so the top music in four categories, pop, country, hip-hop, and rock genres. And they determined that over the last decade, the intelligence of the lyrics has gone down from
the grade level of it.
Right. So from like third or fourth grade level a decade ago to second to third grade level now. And this
it's
is probably
slipped down much farther than that, right?
Like, well, right.
Kindergarten level, I figure, is they can't read. Cat, cat, cat. You know, like there's nothing left.
Well, this is on average, right? So there are songs that have lower levels. So they give a list here on the SeatSmart site of, you know, where they're really breaking down the study of the top 10 dumbest songs over the last 10 years. And the number one dumbest is The Good Life by 3 Days Grace, a 2010 song with a word count of 215, 3.1 characters per word and 1.1 syllables per word, giving it an average grade level of 0.8. So less than a first grade reading level, according to the study for that song. Going on here, though, from the antimedia.org, because we talked about sort of the dumbing down of the lyrics and also just in the educational system. And Mark, you had said that this seems more like a symptom than something that is pre-planned or being manipulated by, let's say, the elites or, you know, the Illuminati or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it is, yeah.
And I don't know, Mark. I mean, whether it's whoever's behind this, I don't know. But looking at the education system, you can see that the education system, John Taylor Gatto did the research into this, and he's talked about it quite a bit, that it was a Prussian system, and that system was designed to make an obedient class of people.
Obedient is one thing.
You don't want your obedient people to be smart.
Yeah, smart's not a problem. It's critical thinking skills, and those are really different.
Really? You don't think a smart person is more likely to critically think?
I think they're more likely, but okay. What is the value of a stupid person?
They can do stuff without question?
Not really. Nope. Stupid people, they really can't do things. They can't do anything well. If you find somebody who has an IQ below 100 and you have the choice of whatever the job is, and you have the choice of a person with an IQ of 100 versus a person with an IQ of, say, 85, you want the person with the IQ of 100 because they can do the job better. Now, the fact is that IQ is not by any stretch of the imagination the whole of intelligence, but it's a picture. It's a snapshot. There are several different areas of intelligence, and people can be intelligent in one area and stupid in another.
Well, we've certainly seen, you're right, though, Mark, that we've seen that very intelligent people can come up with ways to control others, for instance. So just because you're smart doesn't mean you're going to question the system that you've been raised to be intelligent within, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there is that. And let me go on here, though. This is the analysis here from theantimedia.org. So I already told you the basics, that the lyrical content, the level of reading required is going down over the years to be able to read the lyrics of these songs. When just six corporations control 90% of the media and 80% of radio stations have identical playlists, mindless content isn't a choice, it's a virtual mandate. In this self-propelled cycle of banality, the conglomerates dictate content to be promoted by radio, which in turn pushes it endlessly, creating a false perception that what is being played is due to listener demand. But this insidious marketing ploy is more akin to kidnapping and is every bit as dangerous. There's a dearth in music options over the airwaves, so when vacuous lyrics are foisted on listeners, they become captives under duress. Now, that's pretty extreme, you know, to say that listeners to the radio are somehow captive to it.
Yeah, I would think that young people are getting their music online, not from radio stations any longer. Maybe I'm wrong there. I really don't know the answer to that.
Well, certainly the information technology that we have today allows more options for sourcing music. It's easier to find music than it ever has been.
It's my understanding.
Discover new artists.
When you hit 35, that you tend to just sort of stop seeking out new music. This is a tendency not for everybody, but I just don't have that much interest in new music any longer. Sometimes something new will come out and I'll enjoy it, but there's a new one out with this young gal who's maybe a little chubby. She's singing about that bass.
Oh, that song.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it, but it is bubblegum, right? Like, it is. There's nothing to it but bubblegum.
It's scientifically proven, says theantimedia.org, that flexing the intellect can slow cognitive decline, but there's been a cultural shift away from stimulating thought in favor of homogenization and living for the moment, and empty radio content is both symptom and reinforcement of that trend. Society is focused on entertainment, materialism, and self-promotion, and when coupled with a need for instant gratification, it's really no wonder we're in such a sorry state. Occasional forays into mindless distraction would be understandable and harmless if they were just forays, but the foundation is faulty due to a sharp decline in quality education at every level. Education has become the highest form of indoctrination, with teachers forced into regurgitating information so their students can pass tests rather than become innovators and original thinkers. And who could blame them? Currently, they're held to the ridiculous system where their performance is ranked and salary determined by how those students perform on standardized tests that are themselves flawed. As Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, put it, quote, "This country has spent billions on accountability, not on the improvement of teaching and learning at the classroom level." Unquote. An education system based almost solely on taking tests is not only intellectually dimming, it's stressful. Instructors doling out the tests are given a set of instructions for what to do when students vomit on their test booklets. All of this is designed to send students to college, where the situation is perpetuated. According to Catherine Liu, a film and media studies professor at the University of California, quote, "We don't educate people anymore. We train them to get jobs." Unquote.
Really? They're doing a terrible job at that. Jobs for young people are diminishing. I was at work at 12 years old. I started work. We had a friend that was working at a local Panera here, and she was having people who were getting their first job in college. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's hard. It's shocking. Going on here, a little bit more from theantimedia.org. From a political standpoint, all of this dumbing down makes sense. Indoctrination creates obedience. If music and culture focus on mindless diversion and education lacks, well, education, then people lack the acuity necessary to question the absurdity of the system. Those who manage to liberate themselves from this mold and have the gumption to question official authority will find a cozy spot on the government's watch list. So while we
the government's busy watching everybody.
So while we bemoan our country's lack of intellectual prowess, it isn't by a failure of design. The author of the aptly titled Idiot America, journalist Charles Pierce, thoroughly sums up the issue this way, saying, quote, "The rise of Idiot America today represents, for profit mainly, but also and more cynically, for political advantage in the pursuit of power, the breakdown of a consensus that the pursuit of knowledge is a good. Unfortunately, if the lyric study is a prognostic omen, the epidemic of idiocy will only get worse." So, again, you know, is this some sort of plot by an elite to dumb down the masses, or is it just the way the cookie has crumbled with a just decrepit old system that's based in the 1800s, this education system that hasn't really been updated in a significant manner? Yeah, they got computers now, but the obedience training is still there. And is it
right,
just
bells? You have to ask permission to use the bathroom, things like that. My son is we keep him home, we homeschool him. He doesn't have to ask anybody to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I mean, you go use the bathroom when you need to use the bathroom. I remember this happening multiple occasions in my school career. It's like, no, you can't go to the bathroom. Well, yeah, I guess we all have to be sort of trained on our bladders and that sort of thing, but that kind of comes with age.
So if you want to share your thoughts here on the lyrics in songs, it's really hard for them to scrape the bottom of the barrel any further here, but I guess it could get worse. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And still to come tonight, I mentioned, our caller earlier mentioned this adult friend finder thing, this hack that happened. Apparently, millions, their sexual secrets have been exposed. We'll talk about that here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
McLumber Liquidators, North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand-scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype You can Skype in here, username lrn.fm. And if you are online at all, whatever it's on your smartphone or your laptop, your work computer, for instance, if you're online at all, you really need to look into ProXPN for protecting yourself from your very own internet service provider, for instance, or maybe people trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. If you encrypt your internet connection with ProXPN, those people who are snooping on you will not be able to anymore because you're encrypted with ProXPN. Go and get their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and Linux. You go download, get connected with ProXPN, and you'll be protected from the prying and spying. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL50, which gets you 50% off the price of the annual account, meaning that your price point is down to just under $5 per month for this amazing protection over at ProXPN.com/FTL. And don't forget, again, code FTL50. With that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL. You can start for free, but when you're ready to upgrade, use code FTL50, and you'll get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So I mentioned there's a story about the adult dating website that has apparently been hacked, exposing the sexual secrets of millions. This is the story from CNN's Money. More than 3.5 million people's sexual preferences, fetishes, and secrets have been exposed after dating site Adult Friend Finder has been hacked. Already, some of the adult website's customers are being identified by name. Adult Friend Finder asks customers to detail their interests and, based on those criteria, matches people for sexual encounters. The site, which boasts 64 million members, claims to have helped millions of people find traditional partners, swinger groups, threesomes, and a variety of other alternative partners. Now this... Yeah, Adult Friend Finder, I think...
I always just thought it was a scam.
Really?
Well, I'd seen it before. I mean, I...
You thought it was one of those sites that just wants to take your money, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, like they'll show you a picture of a naked gal who, you know, pretty clear that in many cases these are sort of professional pictures.
Right.
And they'll say that she lives in some small town.
Near you.
It's near you. And you're like, that seems odd.
Are you sure that's the Adult Friend Finder ads or some, you know, other competitors?
Well, I've heard Adult Friend Finder and then I hear the other stuff and yeah. I assume it's all the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I've never been on the site, but Adult Friend Finder, I have seen the advertisements quite a bit on the internet over the years. It feels like they were kind of there first. You know, now everybody talks about Tinder and these other apps that aren't really dating apps. They're really more like hookup apps for sex, essentially.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people, I know there are people who have met for dating on Tinder, but it seems like the intent of those apps is sexual encounters, and that's what Adult Friend Finder is all about, just hooking people up for sexual encounters, and it seems like they were first to market with it, so that's why they've got millions of members here, 64 million. I presume that's international, but that's a lot of people going on here. When signing up for their account, they have to enter their gender, and which gender they're interested in hooking up with, and what kind of sexual situations they desire. So this is very personal information.
Yeah.
Suggestions that Adult Friend Finder provides for the, quote, tell others about yourself field include, I like my partners to tell me what to do in the bedroom. I tend to be kinky, and I'm willing to try some light bondage or blindfolds. The hack, which took place in March, was first uncovered by independent IT security consultant Bev Robb on her blog Tech Security a month ago, but Robb did not name the site that was hacked. It wasn't until this recent week when England's Channel 4 News reported on the hack that Adult Friend Finder was named as the victim. Included in the exposed personal information are customers' email addresses, usernames, passwords, birthdays, and zip codes, in addition to their sexual preferences. No credit card data has yet been uncovered as part of the hack. But this is a big deal because,
oh, yeah.
You know, if you think about it, there's a lot of, well, not only is it a big deal because people will be able to be identified by their sexual preferences now based on their email address, but also just in general to release emails and passwords means that you can take that email address and that password, and if you were a hacker type, and wanted to do something naughty like this, you could then use that information to try to access that person's account on other websites. Because there are a lot of people who will use the same password for multiple websites. And so if they have a password on Adult Friend Finder and it's XYZ, you can go and try that on Google or whatever other website you think this person might have an account at. In fact, if you just look at the email address, you could then go log into that email account, the Hotmail or the Google or whatever, and try that password with that username. And
then you're in pretty good shape.
I'd say odds are good.
That's a bank hack. There.
I don't know what, I don't know what the percentage would be of people who would use the same password on all sites, but I bet you it's up to 20%, if not more.
Yeah, I would say it's well over that.
It's not 50%.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'd say it's well over that.
Like I said, I don't do that stuff. I'm not interested in hacking people's emails, but this is a good reason right here to use different emails and or different passwords, rather, on all
your
websites.
If you're a human being, well, some people will use the same will use passwords and then sort of modify them based on the website they're on,
okay.
Right? So they'll they'll have initials or something like that.
And then the initials of the site or something like that.
So a human being can look at the password and say, huh, it looks like they're using the first three letters of the website and
right.
then adding in, their dog Muffy's name, mm-hmm. right? Like, or whatever it is that they do. And so they, when you're talking about a bank hack, it's worth it to put an individual, a living human being, on that job. If you can, because when you're talking about an email password, getting your email and your password for that, you can lock somebody out of their email and then use that email to go ahead and get into their bank and rechange passwords and then have complete control of their bank account, right?
You can use that email address to change everything, right? Every site sends you, you forgot your password, we'll send you an email.
Yep.
And so if you can access the person's email, you've got the keys to pretty much every other site.
That's it, yeah.
At the very least, your email address password should be different from your other passwords, at the very least, if you're going to be lazy. There are these websites like LastPass or apps like LastPass that I really like LastPass, and it is a way to have very complicated passwords for things without having to remember them.
Yeah.
So you would remember the one password for LastPass, which hopefully is a decent one, and then once you're into LastPass, it will automatically fill in your passwords on other websites.
It'll just automatically generate them for you, and they'll
be
complicated, weird passwords, and
So the data is incredibly revealing and potentially damaging. Andrew Arnheimer, a controversial computer hacker who looked through the files, used Twitter to publicly identify Adult Friend Finder customers, including a Washington Police Academy commander, an FAA employee, a California state tax worker, and a naval intelligence officer who supposedly tried to cheat on his wife. Arnheimer said, asked why he was doing this, quote, "I went straight for government employees because they seem the easiest to shame," unquote. Millions of others remain unnamed for now, but anyone can open the files, which remain freely available online, and that could allow anyone to extort Adult Friend Finder customers.
Do we is that what we should expect from our government employees, that they're going to somehow be better people than the average individual? Because I feel that way, but I don't know really whether that's a fair thing to feel. I mean, these are just people, right? Is it that we shouldn't expect that from them, or is it that we just shouldn't give them that much power?
If you want to share your thoughts, join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year. Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you got caught up in the hack of Adult Friend Finder, big website with 60-something million members, 64 million participants. 3.5 million of them have had their data, their personal information released.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, and it would be pretty interesting to read through it, I have to say, just to, you know, see what some people's fetishes are and things like that.
It does sound interesting.
But anyway, apparently the information is available online. I haven't gone to look for it, but I suspect you can find it on sites like the Pirate Bay. I'm just guessing. Like I said, I haven't gone to look for it, but it is out there in multiple locations, and it's not going away. So, you know, if you are on one of these websites and now your privacy, what you thought was your privacy, has been violated by this hack, you may be wondering what you can do, or maybe you're listening to this wondering, well, what can you do to prevent this from happening to you? Because obviously you're not in charge of the security behind these websites. You don't get to control the IT department, whoever it is that their people are. You don't know what's going on there, and you have to trust them that they know what the hell they're doing, that they can keep hackers out. Or you can use a throwaway email account. You can, you know, not use your actual email address when you're going to a sensitive website like this, right? So
banking should probably be done from one email address, and then the other stuff that the other accounts should go through another email address. Does that make sense?
I don't know if I would have a separate account for my bank account necessarily, but I was saying if you wanted to not be found out, if privacy was of the utmost to you on this, that you would use a throwaway account, an account that is not tied to your name, if you're going to be on one of these adult friend finder sites and are concerned about possibly someone finding out who you don't want to find out.
Certainly not a real stretch in logic there.
All right, so I'll talk more about the hack here in a moment, but first, somebody who knows a thing or two about hackers, Brian Sovereign, has a new video game.
Yeah, Brian Sovereign, he used to be a host here on Free Talk Live, and he has created a new video game. It's with a story like no other. It's full motion video, classic graphics, and pick-up-and-play controls. Hypercronius is a liberty-oriented experience that's not to be missed. Go to Zog.ninja. That is the website. It's Zog.ninja. Pretty awesome site. I went there, and I bought the game myself. You can use Bitcoin, like I did. If you use coupon code FTL, you will get $1 off. Unlike me, who I bought it very early, and they didn't have a coupon code out there. Mm. So Free Talk Live listeners can use coupon code FTL, get a buck off when you purchase it. Hypercronius is the name of it, and it's at Zog.ninja. I think it's fair to say that this is his, you know, it's a first foray. This is a sampler of what his mind can come up with.
Yeah, he's got a lot in plot for the future if this is commercially successful.
It's certainly available. It certainly lends itself to much more. So Zog.ninja.
All right, so there's a little more about the Adult Friend Finder hack where 3.5 million accounts were revealed, everything including their email address and password, as well as their sexual fetishes, zip codes, birthdays. You know how important birthdays are to, getting access to websites.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
This is a lot of information on a lot of people. It's pretty damaging.
You know, you shouldn't even put your real birthday out on the internet, frankly.
There's an argument for that.
I don't. There's very few things that sort of delineate who you are in the world besides your flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Your face, your fingerprints, your birthday, your birth certificate is the birthday is a step towards the birth certificate. Driver's licenses, driver's license number, social security number. These things are important, and you don't want to have them out there. You can avoid them as much as you can. I don't give my birthday when people, when doctors feel like they need to have your birthday to do business with you, and rather than tell people like that, look, I'm not going to give you my birthday, I just give them a fake one in order for them to sort of move on. So if I give you the birthday 1-1 and then my birth year, then, maybe you'll believe it's my birthday, maybe you won't, but you're getting close enough to my birthday to be able to diagnose whatever you need to know, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have the general range. If I was born 6 months later or 6 months earlier than that, it's not like it's going to change your diagnosis in any way.
Yeah. So the security consultant Rob reported that one person whose information was hacked was a 62-year-old Hispanic male from New Jersey who worked in advertising and has a preference for the sub porno forum. What is that?
I don't know. Submission. Submission.
It's one word.
He likes to get spanked.
That combined with his username and other account details gave Rob enough information to Google him, then find his real name and his social media pages.
Mm.
The information exposed can be particularly devastating to people living in small towns where they're more easily identified. For example, one person exposed in the hack is a 40-year-old welder from a small Illinois town of a few thousand people. He will, quote, become anybody's slave, unquote, and lied about his age on the site, claiming to be 29. The breach was carried out by a hacker who goes...
That is 39.
goes by the moniker ROR, parentheses RG. In an online hacker forum, he said he blackmailed Adult Friend Finder, telling the site he would expose the data online unless the company paid him $100,000. On the forum, hackers immediately praised RORRG, saying they were planning on using the data to attack the victims. Quote, I'm loading these up in the mailer now, / I will send you some dough from what it makes, / thank you, wrote a hacker who goes by Maps. Presumably what he's referencing there, and when he says the mailer, could be some sort of a mass mailer to send emails to all of the 3.5 million people saying, hey, I've got your information here, and I won't reveal it if you give me money. Which, of course, the information's public now, so any amount of hackers could do something like that. Eventually, these people are going to get tired of paying off hackers. If they pay one, that will likely mean another one will come calling.
Yeah, it's just not going to stop.
Friend Finder Networks, the parent company of Adult Friend Finder and other adult sites, including Penthouse, said in a statement that it had just become aware of the breach and is working closely with law enforcement and cyber forensics figure out what the hell happened. The company says it doesn't yet know the full scope of it, but it promises to work vigilantly, noting that FriendFinder Networks, quote, fully appreciates the seriousness of the issue.
I bet they do.
We cannot speculate further about this issue, but rest assured, we pledge to take the appropriate steps needed to protect our customers if they are affected. Well, I don't know what that would be exactly at this point. You can protect your existing customers further by securing your network a little bit better. But what are you going to do to protect the people who have already been revealed?
We're going to write vigilant-sounding things in press releases.
Yeah, because they weren't going to pay the $100,000 to the ransom. You know, they weren't going to pay that to protect their customers.
Right.
Which, because you don't want to do, right?
It wouldn't make a difference anyway, right?
Right. You don't want to do that because who's going to trust this anonymous person? I mean, you're not going to trust the anonymous person who's extorting you to not continue to extorting you, right? Like, to, you know, you pay him once. What's to say they're not going to come back and ask for another $100,000?
You better get used to the idea that people know that you'll be a slave for anyone. That's what you need to do.
Pretty much.
And you need to change your passwords on your banking stuff.
Right now.
Right away.
Yeah.
You know what? You need to go change your passwords on your banking stuff anyway.
It doesn't hurt.
Right. Everybody needs to do it. Change your passwords on your email account, too. Just go ahead and do that. Just get something new. You know, it doesn't have to be Bowser123 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure out something new. Figure out, you know, numbers and capital letters and these kind of things. You can do it.
With the numbers and capital letters, I would recommend something like a LastPass to keep track of that, because there ain't no way I'm going to remember capital L, lowercase q, capital X, 9, caret, open parentheses, bracket, P. You know, that's just not going to...
Well,
that doesn't fly.
Okay, so it'll be... As I've read recently, when it comes to passwords, I agree. Get LastPass and then use one password for LastPass that you can remember. But it shouldn't be short. It should be a long password. It doesn't need to be complicated. It just kind of needs to be long. So think of your favorite book. And perhaps you open to page 157. And then you use the whatever it says on those pages, you know, to get your favorite book. You circle the page in real life, and then you, you know, type in the first two lines. And then you'll memorize them, I swear, you will. And use the capitalization and everything, the punctuation and all that stuff, and then you'll have a pretty good security system.
Mark is not a security expert. He's not certified by anyone on security, and you may want to do a little more research in good
passwords.
What's
wrong with that, though?
I don't know, Mark. I mean, capital letters, you know, lowercase, you need to have that, numbers. There's certain things that a complicated password should have.
Longer the better.
A phrase may not necessarily have. You could brute force a phrase. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. Maybe you know a thing or two. You can share that with us.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't go complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here in the remaining moments. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard on our website. Then you'll get perks, and Free Talk Live will take that $5 and we'll invest it into promoting us to more radio stations and getting more internet listeners to tune in and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom around the globe. So if that's valuable to you and if you enjoy what we do here, please become an amplifier and get the perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. All of it over at amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-AMP. .freetalklive.com. Jim is on the line in Des Moines. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hi, Ian.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things I don't understand is it seems like we're rapidly approaching the point where people can almost count on having their personal information compromised by these sites that are so complacent about security. And what I don't just can't quite grasp is that, you know, they have a vested interest in protecting this information. You know, it's going to kill business in the end, I would think. Why can't they be more proactive in protecting this information? I mean, I'm not a techie type guy, but I know there has to be ways to do this. I mean, there's secure, you know, banking institutions use secure type methods. Why can't these other sites do this?
It's an excellent question, and we don't know how this hacker got his access, right? So the company isn't revealing. We're talking about the Adult Friend Finder hack with 3.5 million accounts revealed now, with all kinds of details, dirty details about people's sex lives. But, you know, in this case, we don't know what the method of entry was, right? So was it an inside job? You know, as many of these hacks can be, I mean, there's somebody on the inside who's giving them a path in, or they themselves are using the access that they had after they got fired or something like that. Maybe it hadn't been revoked or something. So, you know, who knows what the method was, or maybe it was just some sort of an attack that, you know, exploited a weakness that they didn't even know was there. So there's only so, you know, you can only put up so many walls. You can only put up so many locks, and the person who is most determined we'll be able to overcome that. And we're not just talking about information security, but also physical locks, right? Like, there are people who know how to pick locks, and there are some locks that are harder to pick than others. And, you know, if the person has the drive, whoever the person is that wants the access, if they have the drive and they have the time and they're willing to take the risk, there's no amount of locks and security that can stop the right person, the right perpetrator, if you will.
Right. Another question, can these companies be held liable for the release of this information? Have they ever been sued?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I don't know. It's not my legal area of expertise, and it would be interesting to have somebody else answer that question toll free at 855-450-FREE.
I would bet that if when you sign up for their terms of service, that little thing you click that you never read,
we're not liable.
They absolutely absolve themselves of any liability.
I bet you're right.
I don't think
that
terms of service has much value from a legal standpoint because nobody reads it.
Well, if it wasn't legally valuable, why would companies bother with it? It must be some sort of CYA.
Lawyers have families they have to support, too.
Jim, anything else you want to share tonight, Jim? Go ahead.
There's just a couple thoughts I had on it. It just seems like it's, you know, day after day, it just seems almost ubiquitous anymore. It's and the numbers just keep going up. It's like you hear these hacks, they're in the millions anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems that...
Well, the numbers are no big deal, right? Like, once you get access, I don't understand why he couldn't get all 64 million. I mean, that's really my question, is why... We're talking about a small amount of data here. If we're talking about text, I mean, it's probably no more than a few megabytes, if that, all this information.
It is holding the rest.
It might... intentionally compartmentalize it just in case there is a hack that they
could be.
It's a good idea.
That could be, or Mark could be right as well, that maybe he's just keeping the other 60 million of them close to his chest.
Could be. Maybe we'll hear about that in the near future. Anyway, enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to John in Nevada in Carson City. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian's right. LastPass is a great way to manage your password, and I just wanted to give people a tip on one way to make a really strong passphrase for LastPass.
And, okay, please.
If you look up Diceware on the Internet, if you Google it, D-I-C-E-W-A-R-E, it's a pencil and paper system that anyone can use, pencil, paper, and dice. Where you roll dice a series of times to select random words from a really long list.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is you can select, a passphrase of 4 words, 5 words, as many words as you want, and you can know mathematically, like, exactly how strong that is. And, 5 or 6 words would be a very strong and secure passphrase. And if you went to 7 or 8, then that would be as strong as Bitcoin itself.
Wow. Okay, so Mark was right then when he said the words, the long phrase would be very, very good for a password.
Well, if it's random, I actually can't recommend exactly what Mark was saying.
Uh-huh.
Because,
it's pretty random when you pick, like...
People are really bad at this, Mark, and what you think is random is not necessarily as random as you think. But with Diceware, you know it's random. You know, you really have a mathematical proof of it. So, and Ian's right, don't trust everything people say, but if you check this out, you'll see that cryptographers will say that Diceware is really sound.
Now, if you're using dice, you're getting around the randomizer problems, right, with computers, meaning that a random number from a computer isn't always random?
Exactly. You don't have to worry about if someone is recording your random number generator or if there's a flaw in it that makes it not random. The dice are random, and there's no record of what you did that gets online. So.
Well, dice are a sort of random. Let me ask you some questions about this and how it's set up. So you're much more likely to roll a 6 or a 7 on a pair of dice than you are to roll snake eyes or double sixes, because there's only one way to get to snake eyes. That's a 1 and a 1. There are many ways to get to 6 or 7, which is that you can roll a 2 and for 7, you can roll a 2 and a 5, a 3 and a 4, a 1 and a 6.
Well, I can quickly explain what you do. You roll for each word you're generating, you roll 6 dice. All right? And so then you get 6 numbers, each, 1 through 6. So you put them in the order you rolled them or whatever order you arranged the dice. Then you that you take that six-digit number, and that's an index into a very large list of numbers. That's how it works, and mathematically you can know exactly how strong your password is, and they're very strong once you get up to five words. And it's easy to remember. It's easier than you would think to remember a five-word password of random words.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
John, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the info here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So John says he also recommends the LastPass app. I imagine there are some competitors to LastPass. And I feel like, you know, I can't say for sure. I've done enough research to know for sure. But I feel like the LastPass people are encrypting the passwords, and meaning that they don't have access to them. Because obviously that would be devastating, right?
That would be huge.
If LastPass gets hacked, would that put everybody's passwords in jeopardy? Not if they're storing them encrypted, and not if your password somehow decrypts the encryption, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
So I'm not a security expert, but I suspect security people have, audited LastPass.
Everything I've ever heard about LastPass is good. So
because you know that if there's vulnerability there, they're going to get hammered, right?
Yeah.
Like LastPass is going to get hammered. That is a huge target. In the same way that if Bitcoin were hackable, somebody would have done that by now. You know, LastPass has been around for several years at this point.
Yeah, the guys on our show, Johnson and Brian Sovereign, they're not going to recommend these things. They're going to look
into. Does Brian recommend LastPass?
I know that he knows that I use it, and so therefore
he hasn't said stop.
Yeah, right. Okay. He didn't say stop, so I consider that a recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely true. So, you know, you got to take your security seriously out there. Nobody else is going to take it seriously for you, and, you know, obviously we've given you some tools here on Free Talk Live. ProXPN is a great way to encrypt your data connection. LastPass isn't an advertiser, but maybe they should be, Mark. Let's let's look into that one.
What? How much money do they make?
I don't know.
See, this is the thing. It's just,
yeah, because there's a free app. So I don't know how many people pay. I actually paid for their app for the phone, though. So they have a LastPass app for your phone, and I did buy that app. But the one for the web browsers is free. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how much companies like that can spend in advertising. Where do they get their revenue?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, there are all kinds of other cool things that you can do to increase your privacy. And, again, if you're using a website like Adult Friend Finder, and, you know, you've got your own personal information in there, maybe now's the time to go and change out your email address to something that's a little more throwaway. But then again, how difficult that'll make things. You can always make another fake Gmail account, right? Because Gmail doesn't check any of your information. You can easily create a username there that is not you. That's not associated with everything else you do online. So consider that. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow night when I believe Dave Ridley's going to be joining us.
That'd be great.
As co-host. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.